Okay, I'm rushing now. I'm rushing because it's time, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have a drum roll? No drum roll. Cue the excitement for Florida's video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Paul.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So what's on the silver screen, so to speak?
On the small screen.
On the small screen.
This week we have a field trip video. Science Friday went to, I would say, like a really pretty neat geological wonder.
Science Friday goes camping.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Similar. Yeah. Science Friday gets sprung from the office.
Right. Good. Always good. Yeah.
Just in time.
There's
for
oxygen
summer
out there to breathe. Despite global warming, there's still fresh air out there.
That's
occasionally
what I hear. And found out this week. So we went to this state park in northeastern Pennsylvania, Hickory Run State Park. And in a shallow valley within this park is it really looks miraculous. You drive up this little dirt path, you get to a clearing in the woods, and you see 16 acres of sandstone boulders. It's just a vast expanse of rocks. And so we caught up with one of the environmental educators there and found out the story behind this weird geological feature.
And you call this where boulders are born?
Yeah, that might be sort of overstating it or misstating it.
I don't. I was getting. Yeah, thanks for saving me from saying it. I don't believe it for a minute.
Well, boulders are born there. I mean, they do come from bedrock, and then they did collect there. But there's a longer story that you can hear and find out on our website.
All right, great. If you want to know more, check out the website. Flora Lichtman is multimedia editor for Science Friday. Thanks for taking the time to tell us about it.
Thanks, Paul.
This program has been produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Bergquist is our director. Flora Lichtman, as I just said, our multimedia editor. Alessio Bayak is our Spanish language producer. Neil Rauch is our technical director, and he's at the controls here in New York. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you'd like to write us, please send your letters to Science Friday. Does anybody write letters anymore? Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036, or more likely email us at scifry@npr.org. Check out sciencefriday.com for more information, links to today's program, and you can listen to past editions of Science Friday online or take them with you as a podcast. For NPR in New York, I'm Paul Rayburn.